I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Nick DeYoung, a Pella High School graduate, now with the Iowa Hawkeyes, starting right tackle. Nick, last time I talked to you on the radio, we were standing at the Blue Oval, Drake Stadium. You just won a state championship in the shot put, and here we are almost over 2 years later. Talk about what it's like just to be at this point now, looking back from where you were at Pella High School when you graduated to now being a starting right tackle for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, it's certainly kind of a surreal thing when I actually, you know, kind of step out of the moment for a little bit and think about it. It's definitely gone fast, for sure. I mean, this is my third year now. Like you just said, it feels like, at least for me, it was just yesterday that we were standing in the Blue Oval talking. But, you know, it's been a great 3 years here, and you know, obviously looking forward to the rest of the time I have.
Well, and you had great success, obviously, at Pella High School in track and in football. And I recall that you had some pretty good offers heading into your senior year. And you kind of took a chance on Iowa in the sense of, you know, there was no guarantee of a scholarship. You had to walk onto the program. Take me back a couple years to what that decision looked like now in hindsight about coming here, obviously, and why you took a chance on Iowa.
So I think ultimately it starts probably, I think it would have been my junior year. Because that's kind of when the recruiting process kind of kicked up for me. I had a conversation with Coach McKinstry, actually, just one day. He pulled me in and we were talking, and he's like, you know, I know, because I was, you know, a tight end and defensive end at that point. And he's like, you know, I know that, you know, that's where you're at now and you enjoy that, which I did. And he's like, but, you know, if you know, you are thinking about, you know, the college route and you know, playing, and you want to go to a bigger school or something, I think for you, you know, with your build and everything, that offensive line would probably be like a, you know, a better thing for you. And, you know, in the I'm sure that, you know, he'd tell you that he saw it in my face. In the moment, I was kind of like, Coach, come on, like, no, I'm not, you know, I was at that point, I was probably 240 pounds, you know, I was like, Coach, like, no way. But you know, then as I, you know, kind of grew up a little bit and then, you know, came, visited Iowa and different places and saw the tradition and everything here for offensive line play, I knew that, you know, it was a real opportunity for me to be able to do something special.
Well, now here you are, and you're a starter. And I'm guessing probably when you left for Iowa City, that may have been in your mind. What has it been like trusting this process here at Iowa, knowing that you aren't the first to go this route where you played a different position in high school, playing something else here at Iowa and finding success?
Yeah, sir. I think exactly what you just said, that was a big thing for sure. Just being able to see that, like, hey, there are a lot of other guys that came, you know, coming in. You know, Brandon Scherff in high school played quarterback. I know later, you know, his senior he didn't, but, you know, just guys coming at different positions and still being able to have success here was definitely big.
Well, and now here you are three games into it. You've been on this offensive line. There's a bit of a rotation building up. How has your confidence been building game to game, knowing that you've played some excellent competition these first 3 weeks? You know, Indiana, Iowa State, really great defensive lines. And what's it been like out there facing that kind of competition for the first time?
You know, to answer your last question, it's been really fun. You know, just the opportunity to be able to go out and compete against really good teams, like you said. And then, you know, to answer the question about confidence, you know, every game I would say that my confidence is getting – you know, more and more. You know, after the first game, certainly it was kind of just like a moment where I'm like, okay, this is something, you know, I can do this, you know, not that I didn't think I could, but obviously first start and everything like that, you know, there are, you know, little things that you're a little iffy on, but, you know, after the first game, I was like, all right, here we go, I can do this, and now it's just, you know, building upon that.
Well, and you got the Big Ten season looming, obviously bigger, better competition yet to come, even though you've played such a great preseason so far. What are the things you're focusing in on now to make sure you still have that spot on this offensive line and you're continuing to grow into your role and get this offense going?
You know, just little things like, you know, fundamentals and stuff like that, working every week on improving because, you know, like Coach Ferentz says all the time, we hope to be better in November than we are right now, which is certainly the goal. And so just working on things like fundamentals and then just, like you said, a little bit building on confidence every week.
And so when you think about where your success, obviously now you're on the number five team in the country, depending on the poll, and you think back to the success that you had at Pella High School, how did that prepare you for this stage, do you think, knowing that you were at a school where championships were an expectation?
Yeah, certainly, you know. It is, I would say, a big thing, necessarily not something that I would think about every day, but just kind of in the back of my mind, you know, to where it's not a new thing where I'm, you know, I guess starstruck would be the word. You know, you see all these different things and people, you know, giving you all these accolades and everything, and it's not a thing where I'm kind of eyes wide open and super surprised by that, you know. Certainly growing up in Pella with the different success, even as a kid, you know, just seeing the older guys, you know, stuff like that, teams above me when I was, you know, in elementary school and middle school, just seeing them and, you know, understanding that success is just kind of something that is expected, which obviously I've grown up to realize that you have to work for it and everything, but it's been a big thing.
And how did the path of like an Austin Schulte and Garrett Jansen pave that way for you, knowing that they kind of opened the door at Pella High School for the first time to Division I recruiting?
Yeah, certainly. That was a big thing for me. And you know, when I got here, Austin was the only one here, Schulte. But, you know, he was, you know, great. But all those other guys that you mentioned too, I mean, just being able to see that, hey, small town Iowa, but still able to come and, you know, if you do the work, you put the work in, you know, you can be successful.
So from walk-on to scholarship and now obviously Big Ten season ahead of you, how do you hope to keep growing into this program into the future?
You know, just like I said, improving every week. Obviously, I'm hoping that, like I said, November, I'll be better than I am now, and certainly just building upon that every week.
Well, Nick, one of the things I did want to ask you more specifically about your recruitment process was going from walk-on to scholarship, and that's a tough journey and a tough decision to make, especially when you think of the finances of college and all that. I'm sure you're happy you took the flyer on it now, but what was that decision like in high school, knowing that there was no guarantee that you would even make the team, let alone have a scholarship and be able to have your school paid for?
Right. You know, certainly there are some uncertainties, like you said, but a big thing was my family. Obviously, they were very supportive, and I remember I was in my room, and I honestly don't remember the exact moment, but I just remember I went, and it wasn't a big thing. I was just like, hey, like, I want to go to Iowa, and they're like, okay, you sure? I was like, yeah. They're like, all right, like, sounds good. It was never, you know, it was never this big fiasco where they're like, well, you know, you have all these offers. And, you know, they were very supportive, which was a huge thing for me, you know, obviously. And then the 2 years here that I, you know, 2.5 years, I guess, that I was here, you know, as a walk-on, just their support still, just being able to know that, you know, they have my back and they trusted me. And, you know, the biggest thing that they told me was just, you know, all right, if you're going to do this, you're going to do it. You're going to work hard. And you know, obviously it worked out in the end.
Well, and you've had guys after you that have had similar journeys. A guy like Cody Heisman's going to North Dakota State, where obviously they've had tremendous success at that level, and, you know, being close friends with Cody on the throwing team and all the above. When you think about, you know, your time here now, and you think back to maybe what high school decisions athletes have to make now, what are the things you would say to them, knowing it did work out for you here at Iowa, but knowing there are plenty of great options to play college football?
Yeah, certainly. The very end, I would say that, firstly, that there are plenty of great options. But then I would also say, you know, if you do make a choice to either go to a place that you have a scholarship or walk on, either way, you know, just working hard and you know, putting your nose down and really getting to it, and then just trusting the process, really, you know. Obviously, at Iowa, it's kind of easy to say that here because walk-ons are treated exactly the same as guys in scholarship, but certainly just getting to work.
Well, and I've seen on social media the photos of Coach Anderson coming to see you and a lot of folks from Pella who've made the trek. What does it mean to you to still have that connection to your hometown and to have a strong bond, not only with your family and your mom, who I know is your biggest fan, but obviously the support like Coach Anderson and a lot of the Pella football coaches that I'm sure have kept touch with you?
Yeah, certainly. That's a big thing for sure, just being able to have those connections and knowing that, you know, there are people that are rooting for me pretty much, and that there's support outside of my family, which obviously that support from family is huge. But then just outside of that, you know, people that still support me and want the best for me.
Can you take it easier on my Cyclones next time?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I can promise you that one.
I don't think you can promise that. Nick DeYoung, it's such a pleasure to catch up with you. Look forward to all your success here at Iowa, and we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.